Welcome to the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. John Patrick Nugent, age 35, of Bayport, pleaded no contest, charges including absconding from bond and resisting police, habitual third offense. Nugent is set for sentencing November 17th after prosecutors dropped additional charges in exchange for his plea. The charges stem from his June arrest where deputies forcibly removed him from a hiding space behind a trap door in his home after he failed to appear in court and removed his electronic monitoring device. Nugent, with prior felony convictions, including aggravated stalking and drug offenses, already received a prison term of 23 months to 5 years for a probation violation earlier this year. Deputies have surrounded his residence after a tip placed him at the scene, and Nugent resisted arrest before being taken into custody. The absconding charge carries up to 8 years in prison and the resisting charge up to 4 years, with fines also applicable. Full restitution is required as part of the plea agreement. And authorities in Bay City seized approximately $750,000 in illegal drugs following a narcotics operation. On September 18th, BayNet, the Bay Area Narcotics Enforcement Team, acting on a tip about drug trafficking, surveilled a residence on 16th Street. A traffic stop connected to the location led to a search warrant being executed that same night. Inside the home, investigators found 16 kilograms of methamphetamine pills, nearly 3 kilograms of MDMA, and around 2 kilograms of mushrooms. A 27-year-old Bay City man was arrested and detained at Bay County Jail. Law enforcement, anyone with information on narcotics in the area to contact BayNet at 989-790-6581. And although several hundred miles away from the Civil War, there were several men from Michigan who fought in that conflict that sought to divide the United States. John Rutkowski, whose Valley Cemetery sexton, informed the Bingham Township Board of Trustees at September meeting there are Civil War veterans who are interned in the cemetery. According to him, there are two Civil War veterans who are buried in the cemetery. He's working to get those soldiers recognized and honored. He wants to get those Civil War veterans a plaque that will be installed at the cemetery for each of the two Civil War veterans who fought in the war a long time ago. After the attack on Fort Sumter, Michigan was among the states that responded to President Lincoln's call for volunteers. Michigan provided a significant number of men who served in the infantry and cavalry as well as colored regiments for the Union. Here's a word from WLEW.
One day in Harbor Beach.
What number? 81.
81. A dream came true.
How are you feeling right now, Steve?
Oh, I'm going to start crying. I'm so happy. I've always wanted one of these.
How did you win your key?
Max in the morning. Yep. I got it from Max. Yep. On a cow noise.
So are you the missus?
Yes.
What's your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so shocked. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
That's the whole thing. You never know.
And you know what? I feel bad because my coworker here, he was behind us and I said, Jacob, go first. I just got a feeling. You go first. And I don't feel so bad now, Jacob.
Yeah. So it had a full frame restoration, full paint job, new tires.
See, I heard it had a frame restoration too.
And here's another set of keys. And then I have another set.
She's like, I want a set.
Congratulations, Steve. From all of us at Thumb Broadcasting, enjoy the new ride. And stay tuned to 102.1, 94.1, and AM 1340. And be sure to follow us on thumbnet.net for the latest news and information in next year's car giveaway. See you then.
Well, the White House is telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. In a memo released Wednesday night, the Office of Management and Budget says agencies should consider a reduction in force for federal programs whose funding would lapse next week, is not otherwise funded, and is not consistent with the president's priorities. That would be a much aggressive step than in previous shutdowns. A reduction in force would not only lay off employees, but eliminate the position. That adds potential pressure to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who had kept nearly all of the ranks united against a clean funding bill pushed by Republicans. And world shares are mostly lower, with Asian and European indices down overnight losses on Wall Street. The futures for S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average were both less than 0.1% up, while oil prices edged lower. On Wednesday, U.S. stock prices drifted lower as worries revived over high level of share prices. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% and the Dow Jones dropped 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3%. And all three are still near all-time highs set on Monday. Micron Technology fell to give back some of the huge gain for the year, even though it reported a better than profit than expected. Home builders rose following a strong report on sales of new homes.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.